Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is I speaking with a divine voice from the sublunary, yet beyond space and time, transposed from real-time Friday afternoon to the sphere you're into while listening to this, something I still consider a void-alike subject. My name is Freek Lomme. I'm a writer and curator, amongst others director of Onomatopée and curator of Your Space / Van Abbe Museum. You will listen to Thomas Castro of Lust after this. Thomas will speak about the options and possibilities he currently considers regarding meta-language, i.e. means of expression that are equal between different disciplines and the disciplinary matter wherein the expression manifests. Central issue seems to be the possibility to keep up with the expressive subject considered when we translate it to another domain with another material form. This brings me to the case example I'd like to put forward. The Prince of Darkness, Ozzy, also known as a puppet, also known as a singer, also known for his appreciation of bats, currently figures in a TV commercial, operating in a similar transposed sublunary manner, designating the World of Warcraft game. As main character within this commercial, he acts beyond space and time and then bounces back again. He is physically in transformation of material form and psychically keeps up with his expressive force while undergoing this translation. At first, within the commercial, we see Ozzy in a chair, situated in a completely white decor whereby we, as viewers, are aware of the camera that's in front of him. He states his status as Prince of Darkness, proclaiming to be our guide and leader through the darkness in the sublunary sphere, and his style suiting his subcultural validated and earned status of Prince of Darkness. He accordingly shouts, "All aboard!" as if we're getting into the ride of our lives. Suddenly the camera zooms into his mouth. Subsequently, both the cameraman and us all, being viewers, are transposed. We're being pulled into the physical domain of another world, based on other paradigms. We instantly know we're getting into the dark world, because we're being pulled into a dark, black and grey-colored atmosphere. We're thrilled by this sensational experience of darkness and rely on our guide Ozzy. We are on equal foot with Ozzy, since we go out with him on his tour. Once arrived in the dark world, we face an enormous and brutal entity, the kind of person we for sure know to fear. Our subliminal Prince of Darkness and guide within the dark world calls us back to our known earthly measurements. Looking through the eyes of the camera, we're again facing our sublunary Prince Ozzy, knowing by all of our senses that this prince will not be able to face such a character as the one we just faced. Ozzy, kind of numbed by fear, yet numbed in a way familiar to him, in a drug-alike sedated way, relies on his resume, stating from the sublunary towards this brutal, enormous entity somewhere in that dark world, that he's just riding some kind of stupid train, and that Ozzy will remain the Prince of Darkness, arguing that he has the job since 1979. Accordingly, Ozzy is being pulled back into the dark void, apparently by the self-proclaimed Prince of Darkness from the dark world. And we instantly step back, aware of Ozzy's sublunary arrogance. He went too far. We instantly look at the same brutal entity again, but do not face him, since we did not provoke him, unlike Ozzy, and since it's Ozzy who is being pulled back. The entity darkly declares, "Well, I'm the Prince of Darkness," in quite proper English, in fact, while provocatively sticking his sword straight into the ground. Although it's just his appearance and his acts that really suggest our need to fear this person, unlike his usage of language that does not appeal to frighten, we are again totally paralyzed by the presence of this subject. Concerned for our sublunary prince, we immediately face Ozzy again, wearing his master darkness suit, fitting the black world beyond. The darkness that was granted to him in our earthly world might be validated in the world of darkness beyond our notion, but not to the extent that he's able to cope with this real darkness. We see Ozzy again, kind of paralyzed in the way we know him from the reality soaps. He shouts, "Sharon!" while the camera zooms into his mouth. Back in the real world, we don't get on the couch with Sharon, but with another real entity. The game World of Warcraft for us to buy. So, still, many of us prefer to be seated in a warm Sharon-alike couch when facing a screen, instead of an office chair. I might very well be too dry of character not to believe in the virtual seats that virtual worlds might offer. To me, many of them lack proper integrated cushions, for example. And extra more, these seats miss the screws I have underneath my chair, screws I like to scratch my hands with when I'm nervous, for instance. Nevertheless, meta-language might consist in a doubling of experience, taking in regard our human rush for the moment, of the moment. When we're facing a commercial, we just experience it optima forma. Nevertheless, we can still rethink this experience like I just did. Rethinking me witnessing the combat between the two princes of darkness, as portrayed in the commercial, I become aware again that I can just as easily be fooled by the marketeer's proper handling of visual material. This visual material is originating from our general intellect. We all know how Ozzy acts and looks when he's numbed, to mention one of the multiple applications of general intellect within this commercial. Our general intellect, therefore, seems to be a library that is just too useful for marketeers. But might this general intellect be the only option for meta-language? Hopefully not, since I truly hope that our poetic capabilities range beyond mere general associations composed in the vast experience. Extra more, I sincerely hope for our individual experiences' ability to envision poetry beyond bare points of reference, beyond our day-to-day relation with the world. I even think, for we live in an ever-changing world, that this is required. So, please shut down the light and listen to Thomas Castro. Thank you.